Hi everyone, today we're talking about anxiety and how to reduce it. I'll share some life hacks that I've gathered from my own experiences and by kind of understanding where it actually comes from and how to make sure it doesn't interfere with your opportunities. Because honestly, I've been surrounded by too many toxic people in my life and I said no to so many opportunities because I knew the stress that would come with them. And to be honest, I regret it. I wish I were tougher and I didn't hesitate to take chances. Because big things comes with big sacrifices. And sometimes it's your peace of mind. Because that's what life is, you know? You can't tiptoe around it and expect something amazing to happen. Sometimes we just have to learn to deal with distress. You need to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Do you know what I mean? And I'm talking about situations where you have no choice but to go along with it because you might be related to some of the most toxic people in your life. Like, or maybe it's your boss and you can't really do anything about it. So you might as well get something out of it and make the best of the situation instead of being prideful and sabotaging your opportunities. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes you can't change the game, but it's better to learn to play it better than the one who created it. One thing you can do to reduce anxiety and learn to deal with stress is not let their negativity affect you. If their behavior is impacting your opportunities, it's time to take back control. Just decide that their opinion and words don't hold power over you. They aren't that important. Sometimes people are mean just to discourage you, so don't let them win. If something important in your life depends on it, get through it, get what you need, and then free yourself because there is no prize in this world worth your peace of mind. But life is not black and white, so sometimes maybe you have to stick with it, so just don't let them get to you. But when you have the opportunity to distance yourself from toxic people, do it because you need your peace of mind to be creative. And I think we all have something unique that we are supposed to create incredible things with, but constant fear and anxiety are like a signal jammer on your creativity, you know? They weaken the signal. Like imagine your creativity is a Wi-Fi. If you don't have a good signal, then it just doesn't work. Under constant pressure, it's hard to create the life, relationships, or the things you want. Have you ever noticed how news outlets constantly bombard you with information in a panicked voice? It's actually incredible. Oh, I literally hate news channels. They want to keep us in a state of fear and despair. They don't want us to have any hope or creativity left because then we might be creating something incredible. They want us to stay uninspired and working for big companies like they're little robots. Also, they can keep ranking in profits while we remain oblivious and stuck. I'm not suggesting you should compromise your principles for something you desire, absolutely not. However, we often use our principles as a shield because we are afraid of moving forward or stepping out of our comfort zone. For example, let's say you have a presentation, right? In this case, for example, like don't let fear of speaking in front of someone who intimidates you cause you to miss your presentation. If you succeed, they will be the ones feeling intimidated to speak in front of you. And this happens a lot to good people, you know, especially those of you who are empaths. Like you feel everything, the good, the bad, and you have this vision of peaceful and kind world. And you want things to be a certain way and people to behave a certain way. But when faced with the harsh reality of greed, abuse, and meanness, it can feel crushing. You might feel it so deeply you just want to avoid it all, hide in your corner, and shut out the negativity. But guess what? You can't hide forever. So the better thing is to learn to deal with it. The world is the way it is, and people are going to be how they are going to be. So learn to play the game and try to regulate your reactions to people's choices. It's not your responsibility to worry about other people's behavior. All you can do is control your reaction to it. That's the road they chose. It's not your problem. It's theirs. You just stay in your own energy. Protect it as much as you can. And stop thinking you can change the world. Instead, look for like-minded people who share your values. Anxiety, based on my experiences, mostly comes from being surrounded by people who have a completely different worldview than yours. They act and express themselves in a way that crosses the boundaries of what you think is acceptable. And you start feeling lost and afraid of how every interaction is going to make you feel. Because all you've known from the people you grew up with, maybe, or met, was negative. Honestly, at some point, like I felt that's all life was. I just had to dodge bullets from people, not realizing I could choose who to surround myself with or simply not let them get to me, regardless of whether they are related to me or not. It's okay to limit relationships with people who constantly make you feel unworthy. and leave you with anxiety after interacting with them. To give you an example, like there was a person in my life, an authority figure that I was related to, that I couldn't really distance myself from. And I remember every time I would receive a call, like I would get chills throughout my body. It was a horrible feeling. I literally consciously set the most calming ringtone for that specific person to help me deal with his calls better. But it's not fair, not knowing what mean thing he was going to say next or what kind of disapproval I was going to face. That was the feeling I couldn't handle. It's insane. And slowly it just became part of me, you know? I started to be afraid of everything and everyone. Here's the thing, like, I used to be a total confidence machine, right? Every room I enter, like, no one would suspect a thing. But inside, I could be freaking out. Anxiety doesn't discriminate. And nothing changed until I found the courage to distance myself from people who were cultivating that fear in me. And until I was able to stand up for myself. It took me so much time to be able to do that. It took me a lot of time to even understand that that was the cause of my anxiety. That people who I was surrounding myself with were the main cause of my anxiety. And why? Why did it take so long? Because of societal pressures. Because no one will understand why you're distancing yourself from someone so close to you. And you don't really feel like explaining it to them. When dealing with intimidating people, you can either stand up for yourself or keep your distance. Otherwise, it will gradually eat away at your confidence. And anxiety will be all that's left. Dealing with toxic people sucks. It leaves you scarred and stressed. Worried about what others are going to think if you shut them out. But the thing is, emotional hurt is real, even if there is no bruise. Even if it's invisible. You deserve to feel good. Don't let anyone tell you differently. Take some time for yourself to figure out what's bothering you and why. Ask yourself what really matters. You got this. Also, don't see yourself as a victim. Like, that's one of the biggest mistakes people make. I've had my share of tough times with emotionally abusive people, but those experiences have only made me stronger and smarter. Because I have gone through that and learned to stand up for myself. There is no room I will enter now that can intimidate me. Because that experience gave me a real understanding of the reasons behind people's cruelty, which has nothing to do with you. It's their own insecurities. Understanding this takes away their power to intimidate. Would I choose to go through that again? Absolutely not. But since it has already happened, I can at least extract something positive from it. Like, I got the strength out of it. The key is to stay smart and manage your emotions. That's how we get through tough situations. So don't feel victimized. View each challenge as an opportunity to build your strength. The lessons you learn are rewards for your bravery. Also, talking to a friend who you trust or someone who has been through the same thing really helps. Don't stay alone in your own head, you know? While I'm not a big fan of therapy, but if that's what you think, you need to find the answers you're looking for or keep the conversation going. It can be awesome for sorting things out and learning how to deal with difficult feelings. Some people have friends that are better than therapists, so you know better. At the end of the day, the path to feeling better is yours to choose. I'm a big believer that the answers are always inside you and searching for them in someone else is a waste of time. Self-education is the fastest way to enlightenment. You can pick and choose what you want to feed your mind with, you know? For example, like read Louisa Hay's books. She's an incredible motivational speaker and author who has absolutely transformed my way of thinking. One of her books is called You Can Heal Your Life. It will open your eyes to so many things. She collaborated with doctors and researchers for over 30 years. Her work has helped countless people, including myself. It really helped to transform my negative thoughts into positive ones. Just remember, anxiety comes from our internal narratives. By changing your perspective, you can change how you feel. Meditation is another powerful tool that can help quiet the mind. It allows you to release emotional baggage and create a space of kind of like neutrality in your life, where you can look at your life and your actions without an emotion and know what needs to be changed. Meditation is like hitting the reset button on your stress. Imagine yourself in a peaceful bubble, like free from all the drama. You know, it really truly helps. Turn to God, if you believe in Him, and ask Him to ease your anxiety. There was times when I felt excruciating pain that I cannot even describe. And I asked Jesus to ease my fear. And it felt like something heavy was lifted off my chest. I literally experienced a physical sensation of heaviness being lifted from me. And it happened before I even finished my sentence. There is so much magic out there. Just ask for it. I just wanted you to know that you're not alone. And you have the power to control your thoughts and feelings. Those tools we just discussed can really help you take charge. Educating yourself is key. Learning about your mind is like unlocking a secret superpower, you know? Brain is not just an organ, it's a complex information center. Feed it positively to cultivate a happier life. Listen to affirmations and play them at night before you sleep to let your subconscious integrate all the positive self-talk. That really helps as well. As I said, meditation is another great tool to quiet your mind and boost your mood. Think of meditation as raising your happiness levels. Anything we work on improves. So work on your thoughts. The more you work on your thoughts, the more you will see your anxiety decrease. All right, fam, that's all I got for tonight. Remember, you are in control of your thoughts and feelings. You got a whole toolbox full of awesome stuff to help you out. Self-education, meditation, the power of positivity, the whole shebang. So chill out, feed your mind with good vibes, and watch your anxiety ease up. You've got this. Until next time, stay woke. But maybe try getting some sleep too. Insomnia's gotta stick together, right? Good night, everybody.